Proclamation number 250, dated the January 7th, 1938. Suffering. Participation in the redemption work. Sorrow and joy are short-lived. If you accept my words, you will remain in my love. Single quote, engrave these words deep into your heart and resist all thoughts provoked in you by the tempter. Behold, in times of humiliations you are repeatedly recognizing the grace of heaven if you only ever regard these as concerned references to the eternity. In those times you must wrestle with yourself, then you will accomplish the task you were given on earth. Silently and imperceptibly something grows stronger inside of you, and soon such humiliations can no longer deprive you of your inner peace if you recognize the Father's guiding hand and willingly given to it. The Lord's path on earth leads across stones and thorns. Let yourselves be refreshed by His grace and you'll understand how infinitely beneficial it is that the Lord constantly grants it to you. Therefore, always try to gain possession of divine grace and it will become obvious to you that you are constantly surrounded by His love. Not one day will then be a lost one for you, because you will fulfill your purpose on earth, and this with ever greater ease the more divine grace flows to you. The Savior's heart suffered for you humans on earth, you bear every suffering on this earth together with the Lord and Savior if you think of His suffering and, in realization of this, are willing to sacrifice your suffering to Him. Every one of you should try to dispose of the opinion that you would be able to enter the eternal kingdom without having to endure suffering. This is only granted to the person who, through his suffering, has participated in Christ's act of salvation, who has also contributed his share in reducing the suffering on earth on behalf of humanity, for what he bears for the sake of the Savior is accepted by the Lord with grace, and once again a part of the immense guilt of sin has been reduced for the salvation of the human race. You must have complete trust in the Lord. Then you will be guided through all suffering on earth, and, without any risk of harm to this soul as a result of this suffering, you will, in fact, accrue unsuspected benefits if, in view of Jesus Christ's suffering and death on the cross, you desire to receive the blessings thereby acquired. The Lord has always helped the earthly child in extreme adversity if it turns to Him in prayer. For this reason every suffering will always come to an end if you sacrifice it to the Lord in heartfelt prayer and beg for consolation in every distress. In this life nothing lasts forever, neither suffering nor joy last long, because all earthly things are transient after all, and are only imposed or granted to the human being to make him aware of the fact that he should always draw the benefit for eternity from suffering as well as from joy. Both will only be a blessing for the human being if he accepts them with faith and love for the Creator and willingly submits to it, no matter how it is granted to him by the Lord. Only then will the human being pass the test and need not fear anything in this world, for his suffering will constantly bring him closer to eternity, where one day it will be converted into bliss for him. Amen.